guys, welcome back to the Focus Frenzy podcast. We are your hosts, Ileana and
Haley,
and today we will be celebrating ADHD and ADD Awareness Month.
Yay! Woo! Mental illness.
So Haley will first be talking a little bit about ADHD.
Yeah, so basically ADHD and how it was discovered. First, we'll define it. ADHD is also known as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That's a mouthful. It's so long.
Yeah, it is so long. I don't like that. But hey,
it's long diagnosis for a long term.
That's so true.
Oh my gosh. So basically, it's defined as a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects how a person regulates their attention, impulses, and their activity level. A common symptom includes difficulty focusing on tasks, frequently losing things, forgetfulness, impulsivity, and in some cases, excessive energy or restlessness. ADHD is a spectrum, meaning people experience it in completely different ways. But it has three main presentations, primarily inattentive, and hyperactive and impulsive, or there's combined. While it's often diagnosed in childhood, ADHD affects both kids and adults, with many adults only learning they have it later in life. Now, on to the history of ADHD, which I was shocked that it spanned as far back as it did in the early 1900s. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like, oh yeah, it was like 1980s, 1970s, but nope. It turns out the history of ADHD dates back more than a century. And in 1902, a British pediatrician called Sir George still described children with behavior issues that couldn't be explained by their environment or upbringing, showing what he called a defective moral control. These early observations laid the groundwork for understanding ADHD as a biological condition, not simply as a matter of behavior. Now moving on to the 1960s, the condition gained more medical attention, and it first named hyperkinetic impulse disorder, which is definitely different from defective moral control.
It is very different.
It is. It is completely different. He's all like, no, it's an impulse disorder now. That's it. So this term focused on hyperactivity as a key trait. But by 1980, the American Psychiatric Association formalized the condition in the DSM-3, or Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. So we are now classified in DSM-111.
Yes, which does sound very complicated, but ADHD and ADD can be very complicated. So
I'm sure our listeners already know.
Yeah.
So basically, after we were classified, which is also known as attention deficit disorder, which you just mentioned, ADD, which includes both inattentive and hyperactive forms. And finally, in 1987, it was redefined as ADHD to better reflect the range of symptoms beyond just attention issues. And since then, our understanding of ADHD has completely evolved. And today we know it's a legitimate neurobiological condition affecting millions of people worldwide. Now, even though we're talking about ADHD right now, I'm going to have Ileana take it over and kind of give us a brief history of specifically ADD.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about ADD, specifically just defining it first, and then we'll be going into history. So ADD, or attention deficit disorder, is a term many people use to describe a form of ADHD that primarily involves attentiveness rather than hyperactivity. People with ADD often have difficulty focusing, staying organized, and following through on tasks. but they may not show signs of impulsiveness or hyperactivity, which are often associated with ADHD. ADD is officially categorized under the broader term ADHD, specifically as the inattentive presentation. However, the term ADD is still commonly used and recognized, especially when describing symptoms and hyperactivity. So, as Haley mentioned earlier, Sir George is actually the same person who discovered ADD as well. But
yay, Sir George.
Yes.
Yay.
He's just one with many talents. But anyways.
What a guy, man.
What a guy.
he discovered our mental disorder.
Yes, he discovered it
and
all.
And we just vibe now.
We appreciate him.
Yes.
Very much. But with ongoing research with this, we understand that ADD or ADHD, inattentive type, isn't just simply a focus problem. It's a complex neurodevelopmental condition that affects executive functions, mm-hmm. impacting many areas of life, and it's widely recognized as a real lifelong condition that affects both children and adults.
Let me tell you what, like the impactful part is definitely like the emphasis when you do have this neurological condition,
yeah.
especially if you don't find out about it till like you're 25. Like I heard this one woman that she's all like, yeah, I wasn't diagnosed till I was 25. I was all like, holy crap, I was diagnosed at 4.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's so much harder to like control when mm-hmm. you discover it later on in age, because you could have done so much to help that when you were younger. Like you mm-hmm. probably already had it when you were younger. And mm-hmm. then, you know, when you discover it later on, it's harder to control.
Yeah, it's actually insane, because when I was younger, when I was first diagnosed, I was put on Adderall, but I hated Adderall so much, I actually mm-hmm. flushed the whole thing down the toilet.
Oh my god.
When
goodness.
I was like 8, because they were all like, we're going to medicate her now that she's in school. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I feel disgusting.
Did your parents know about that? That you were flushing
Yeah,
it
my
down?
Mom caught me as I was flushing it because I was crying.
Oh my gosh.
She's the one that actually told me about it. And I was like, poor I did me. Not. Definitely just harder to get a grasp on when you're older. Like you finally understand why you do things. And like especially emotional dysregulation is intense.
Oh,
especially when you're all like, why am I reacting this way? I know it isn't logical to react this way,
right.
but I can't help but like sometimes blow up. Mm. And it's not out of like menace or anything, but it's just like this, it gets so bottled up and you can't regulate it. So it just goes, ah,
right.
And I'm like, oh no,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. And then I like cry because I feel really bad, because you know, emotional dysregulation.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about like being diagnosed when you're young is like, yes, the meds are annoying and there's those side effects, but as you get older, there's a lot of people that don't use them anymore, and they just get used to like they know how to work around their ADD or ADHD, mm-hmm. And they know like how they would react to things, so they try not to react how they usually would.
Exactly.
But yeah, mm-hmm. there's so many side effects to different medications.
Oh my gosh, it's intense.
After
Adderall, I didn't try anything else. I didn't trust any medications because I didn't know how I'd react.
Right, because every body reacts different, mm-hmm. so you never know.
Plus, I have type 1 diabetes, so like...
Oh.
Ooh, it is. I'm just like a little ball of like diagnoses, you know?
It'd be like that.
Because when I have hypoglycemia, which is high blood sugar, right? Mm. I'm already irritable. And so combined with the ADHD, if I'm already having a bad day, I just shut down completely. Mm. I am not emotionally, mentally available for anybody. And I have to like...
No, I feel
like
that.
Confine myself to my own space and say, I love everybody, but get away from me.
Yeah.
I can't deal with you right now.
I completely agree. It's mm-hmm. like with that with me, it's... just low iron. Other than ADD, I just have low iron. And
oh my gosh, so
it's
iron.
So bad.
Okay, so bad. I used to get made fun of for saying iron.
Wait, how did I say it?
You said iron, okay, which is the normal way to say it. But since I'm from the West Coast and we got a twang, it goes iron. Just like oil.
No, I think it gives it some like pizzazz, you
right?
know?
Oh, LOL, we got off track. Look at ADHD working.
You know what? I was literally just about to say that. But yeah, you guys got a little glimpse of
yes.
how off track we can get.
Little bunny trails.
Yeah. But yeah, we loved going over the history of ADD and ADHD.
Yeah.
It was fun. It's definitely very interesting to mm-hmm. see where it all stems from. I never knew who Sir George was till we researched about him. So,
right.
you know.
We love Sir George.
Yes.
We make a
he
sticker about
us.
Him.
He discovered us.
We were discovered. We were discovered just under a little rock.
Right.
And there it said, hey.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, anyways, so to end our podcast, we wanted to read off a few jokes for you guys. Not gonna lie, I went into ChatGPT as we do, and I typed in good, hilarious ADHD jokes. So I'll be reading off a couple, and Ileana will be reacting to them, and we'll see how this goes.
Never seen any of them or heard of them, so...
Yes. Only
we'll,
I know.
Yeah, so you'll get a very genuine reaction.
Okay, so we'll read off the first one. So, Ileana, ADHD
yes.
was discovered over 100 years ago. Imagine that. Now, if only I could find my keys that went missing 2 minutes ago. That's so stupid. I love it.
Listen, you have to just be in the giggle mood if you want to laugh to these, basically. She's going through a rough time right now, but it's
bro,
okay.
I have pneumonia. A rough time.
So
my lungs are literally failing me. It took over 100 years to really understand ADHD. I feel that it took me 3 years to realize I had left the milk in the microwave.
Okay, I feel like these are coming at us. Like, I feel offended because
feel
they're just coming for our memory loss. The
they
type
really
of
are.
Memory we have.
I left my phone in the fridge one too many times.
Wait, the phone?
No, my phone. Like, my cellular device.
In the fridge?
In the fridge. Because I had been texting or something. And
how do you put...
I don't know. I think that's more of a me
that's
issue.
That's just a you experience. I think you're the only one who's experienced that.
Bro, imagine if I'm the only one. Okay, next joke. Why did I read ahead? Okay.
She's cheating and she's reading ahead.
ADHD in the early 1900s. Sir, I believe I've discovered a disorder involving inattention. Early 2000s. Wait, were we supposed to be paying attention this whole time?
Oh my
god.
That's
gosh. So dumb.
See, they're just coming for us though.
I feel like that's a very Clueless joke.
Yeah.
You know, the movie Clueless.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, everybody, I think that's all the jokes that we're going to read today. I hope you guys have an amazing October for ADHD awareness, ADD awareness, and that you learn just a little bit of something, maybe got a few giggles.
Yes, thank you guys for listening on this podcast. I hope you got a good laugh out of it. We hope to have you listening on our next podcast. Focus Frenzy out.
Bloopers.
Today, ADD is officially categorized.
So we're categorized.
Is officially categorized. Categorized. Oh my gosh.